Cut his window. Daniel didn't change his prayer habit. Daniel didn't change anything. He didn't go underground, Christian, like so many of us. He didn't say, well, you know, there's an edict out. I'll still pray, but excuse me, I'm going down. No, what did he say? He said, throw open the windows. I'm still praying. Lord of heaven and earth. Threw him in a lion's den because of what he believed. Threw him in a lion's den because he was willing to stand up for God. I've got news for you. If you stand up for God, God will send his angels and will shut the lion's mouth. But if you don't stand up for God, have mercy on you. Daniel went down into that lion's den. Used one of them as a pillow that night. Come on, say amen. That big fuzzy thing. Laid back on him and said, excuse me, but I need to get comfortable. I worked hard today, y'all. Came up out of there the next day. And when he came up the next day, the Bible says that the king even knew that he was going to come up out of there. Can somebody testify that they know that you are going to serve God?
You've been listening to the Breath of Life radio broadcast, a ministry of Maranatha Seventh-day Adventist Church located at 4615 South MacArthur Drive. That's the corner of MacArthur Drive and Willow Glen Street in Alexandria. You are cordially invited to worship with us each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. for Sabbath school and 10 a.m. for divine worship. Prayer meetings are held each Tuesday at 7 p.m. Maranatha continues to offer to our listeners free of charge Bible study lessons in a colorful and easy to understand format. A beautiful certificate is issued upon completion. The Extreme Praise Ministries is also sponsored by Maranatha. It is a community-based youth ministry of approximately 75 area youth. Its ministries include skits, puppetry, mimes, drama interpretation, praise dancing, and more. To request Extreme Praise Ministries for bookings at your church, family reunion, street ministry, or other events, or to request free Bible study lessons, please phone us at 448-4059 or toll free at 800-779-1787. Send comments or questions to P.O. Box 5502, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Thank you for listening to the Breath of Life broadcast. See you at Maranatha next Sabbath.
This is radio station KAYT, Gina, Alexandria, 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Jeremiah 29:11. Says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Now look at the rest of this here. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations, and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord, and I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. Hallelujah. This is a powerful scriptures right here. Now, in the New Living Bible, it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope."
Amen.
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 Another translation says, "To bring you the things prearranged for you."
Thank you, Lord.
So God says, I know the plans. I know the thoughts and I know the plans that I have for you. And they are good plans. They're not bad. So God has a plan for every person in here. There is a plan for you. Everybody say, there's a plan for me. Nobody is excluded. God has a plan for every person. Amen. And it's a good plan. Now hold your place right there, and let's go to Ephesians chapter 2. Verse 10 says, let's go back up to verse 8. It says, "For by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." Now, the moment that you get saved, at that exact moment, you entered into the perfect will of God for your life. Amen. Moment you got saved, you entered into his plan. Amen. Amen. Amen? So you can't even get into the plan that God has for you until you make Jesus the Lord of your life. Amen? Because God has not planned for your destruction. He's not planned for you to go to hell. God's plan for you to live eternity with him. But that doesn't happen. That plan does not go in effect until you make Jesus the Lord of your life. When you bow your knee to Jesus, then you enter into that divine will that God has for you. Amen? So getting saved is not the end of the journey. It is just the beginning. And a lot of people think they get deceived by the devil because they think, well, I'm saved now, I can go on and live like I want to live. They done missed the whole point. God didn't save you to live the rest of your time in the flesh or to live the rest of your time here to the will of man or to the will of your enemies or to spend the rest of your days here serving the devil. He didn't save you to serve the devil. He saved you to be a worship of him. He saved you so you could receive the inheritance that he planned for you before the foundation of the world. God has an inheritance for everybody. And the moment you get saved, you step into that place where that inheritance becomes available to you. Now, you have to go through the process of renewing your mind and submitting your body to God, like Romans 12, 1 and 2 says, to where you begin to renew your mind, because we've been trained by the world system. By and large, you know, we think like the world. A lot of us, before we say, we think like the devil. We have devilish thinking and devilish ways. And then your spirit gets changed and you get reborn. You get born again and your inner man changes and the life of God comes in you and Jesus comes to live in you. And then if you go on and get baptized in the Holy Ghost and that power comes on you, that power is released in you and that power is released through you. But you still have some old thoughts and some old ways of thinking that God have to use his word by the Holy Ghost to change how we think so that we can line up with the will of God and the plan that God has for us. Because some people will reject God's plan because their mind's not renewed. And they'll think that God done planned something bad for them. And they'll run from the plan that God have for them. You know, how many people you've heard people say, well, I'm running from the law right now. I'm just running. I'm running. I know I'm running. That's a fool. To run from the one that's going to bless you. The one that holds life in eternity in his hand. Amen. I mean, it's dumb to run from God. Well, I'm just running from God. I know God got a call on my life. Well, get in it. Don't be stupid. He don't have bad plans. He have just good things for you. So run. Get in that call. Answer the call. Stop running from the call. You're just hurting yourself. And you're hurting other people who are depending on you to get saved. You could be hindering your own family from getting saved. Everybody say, answer the call.
Answer the call.
You got to answer the call. When you answer the call, you enter into that plan that he have for you. Hallelujah. So by grace you're saved. It's not by works. It's by grace. It's God's favor, God's tender mercy and his loving kindness that he offers something to us, eternal life that we don't even deserve. But Jesus paid the price for our sins. Amen. And when we accept him as our Lord and Savior, then everything that Jesus died to give us is credited to our account. We have right standing with God. We receive grace. We receive mercy. We receive peace. We receive love. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. I can't even tell you all the stuff that become yours when you make Jesus the Lord of your life. So you ought to rejoice that you're saved tonight. Amen. It wasn't of yourself. It's the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. So can't nobody brag about how they got saved. You know, I'm talking about saving themselves. And we need to boast in the Lord, but we don't brag on ourselves. Paul said, I don't glory in myself. He said, I only glory in the cross. Amen. Amen. That's where we glory. We glory in the cross because we know that if God had to give salvation to us based on our performance, none of us would deserve it. None of us would be able to earn it. We all would be doomed. We all would be lost in darkness. We would all die and go to hell. Amen. It's grace that I ain't going to hell. Hallelujah. And it's free. Hallelujah. Most time people run the stuff that's free. Then somebody start giving away something free. You might not even need it, but it's free. If it's free, I'm going to get it. How many of y'all do that? You know, if it's free, I don't even need this, but it's free. Well, salvation is free. It's offered to us freely, amen? You just got to receive it. Then he says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God have before ordained that we should walk in them. So that's talking about the plan that God have for you. Let me read this out of the Amplified, because I really love the way the Amplified breaks this down. It says, for we are God's own handiwork, his workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand, for us taking paths which he prepared ahead of time.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
See, everybody in here should be on a path that's been prepared for them ahead of time. In other words, you shouldn't be on your own path or somebody else's path for your life. You should be on the path that God planned for you.
Amen.
Because he planned one. Amen. It says, taking paths which he prepared ahead of time, beforehand for us, taking paths which he prepared ahead of time that we should walk in them, living the good life, which he prearranged and made ready for us to live. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. God got a good plan for your life. Amen. And it starts the moment that you give Jesus your heart. You enter into that plan that God has. And then everything after that is a walk of faith of you learning how to follow. Everybody say follow.
Follow.
You learning how to follow, learning how to love, and learning how to obey God. So once you get saved, you have to learn how to follow a new way. A new way of living, a new way of thinking, new way you're handling your money, new way that you treat other people, new way you look at life, new perspective, everything made new. The Bible says if any man's in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things pass away, behold, all things become new.
Amen.
So everything become new when you get saved. So you have to learn how to follow Jesus. In other words, you have to learn how to hear his voice. Because if you can't hear him, you can't follow.
Amen.
You have to learn how to be led by him. Amen.
Amen.
You, this is This is not something you do one time. This is a lifetime journey of following him and getting to know him, getting to have an intimacy with him through a personal relationship with him. That's why we call it personal relationship, because God will make himself known to each one individually. God will reveal himself to you if you apply your heart to wisdom and seek understanding. Amen? So you learn how to follow. You learn how to love the Lord. You keep learning. You just keep falling in love with him. You know, and Jesus had one thing to say about the Ephesus church or the Ephesian church. He said this. He said, you left your first love. You've abandoned your first love. I'm your first love. Because there's something that happened to you when you get saved. The Holy Ghost deposits the love of God in your spirit. And you immediately fall in love with Jesus. All you can think about is him. All you want to do is read your Bible. You want to tell everybody about what done happened to you. But you know, over a period of time, people lose that fire. And then they don't want to talk about Jesus that much because they're not in fellowship with him, because they have broken fellowship. But you got to maintain your fellowship with him. The following have to do with you maintaining fellowship with him and then loving him. Loving him means loving his way, loving his word. Loving him means obedience. So you can follow me and still not obey me. I say, come go to my office with me. And you can follow me to the office, and I say, pick that piece of paper up there. And you say, I ain't doing nothing. You still following. I can tell you to do something else. You say, I ain't doing that. I don't feel like doing that. But you still following. You just going along, but you're not obedient. You have to be obedient. You follow him. You fellowship with him. You love him. And you obey him. Obedience. Now let's look at a couple of scriptures here. Talking about Jesus being your Lord. Luke 9. Look at verse 23. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him do what? Deny himself. Take up his cross. How often?
Daily.
So you don't have no vacation when you're following Jesus. You can't claim a flesh day. You can't claim April Fool's Day where you just act a fool. I'm just going to be a fool today. I just feel like I need to get something out of my system. It ain't supposed to be in you in the first place. If you'd repent, it wouldn't be in your system. Let him take up his cross daily and do what? Follow me. See, Jesus is looking for people to follow him because he will take you somewhere. There is a place that you can follow him to. Amen? Amen? Following him have to do with obeying him and fellowshipping with him and loving him. Listen to what he says. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. Whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantaged if he gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory. And in the Father's and of the holy angels. Amen. So we can't be ashamed to follow him. We can't be ashamed to acknowledge him. Amen. He said, deny yourself. That means that you lay down your will to embrace his will for your life. It's no longer about what you want. See, if you're a real disciple, you done lost your will. It's all about doing the will of God. Not my will, Lord. But your will be done, because I know your plan is perfect. I mean, you know the Lord's plan. His plan is perfect. Amen. Just like his love. His love is perfect. Perfect love. So you lay down your life, you lose your life. But he said, when you give up your will and your desire and your ambition, he said, then you're going to find your life. Because your life is hid with Christ in God. That's where your life is. It is in Christ. If you're not willing to follow him, you will never find the plan that God has for you. Because his plan is in Jesus. And if you're not following him and staying close with him, fellowshipping with him, then you're not going to discover it. You'll be out. You say, well, I'm following Jesus, but you got your own will, your own ambition, your own mind, just want to go your own way, do your own thing. Let me tell you, you're going to end up losing your life. You're going to suffer loss in the end. But if you'll lose your life for his sake and say, okay, Lord, I just accept whatever you want from me. You know, I didn't want to be a pastor. I prayed and asked God not to make me a pastor. I'm serious. I did. When I got saved, I got saved for real. But I had one reservation. I said, now, Lord, you can do anything in my life you want. Because I understood that salvation meant surrender. It means that I give up what I want. I'm embracing God's plan for my life. Because we're created so uniquely and so specially, so wonderfully made, that God handcrafted a plan just for me. He made a plan just for you. He said, now I got something real special for you right here. Nobody else can do what you are anointed to do, and nobody else can do what I plan for you to do. That's why everybody got their own DNA. That God's showing you right there. I didn't create no two people just alike. You might look like some people have some same features. When they study all the stuff, they find out that you're two different individuals. Even identical twins don't have the same DNA. Because you're uniquely created. Amen? If you're not willing to follow his plan, you're going to lose out on what he created for you. So when you hold on to your own way, your own idea, you say, well, I got my own identity. Let me tell you, you need to lose your identity and let Jesus be your identity. You understand? You accept and embrace his ways. Then Jesus said, when you lay down your life for my sake, he said, then you're going to find your life. In other words, you're going to find the plan that he have for you. Amen? That's so good. So Jesus said, deny yourself, take up your cross. That's your responsibility. That's your assignment in life, what he's called you to do. Because your cross means that everything ain't going to be easy for you, that you're going to have adversity in life, but you have already made a decision. It's not your will, it's his will, and now you're willing to accept whatever comes. And we know that it's good because he got a good plan. It's not a plan without adversity. So you have to be willing to bear that cross and say, Lord, whatever it takes for us to do this will, to do your will, I'm willing. I'm in it for the long haul. I'm here for eternity. We're going to do whatever you call me to do. I'm going to do it no matter what it costs me, no matter what I got to go through. I know that the devil's going to try to stop me from fulfilling this plan, just like he tried to stop Jesus from fulfilling the plan that God had for him. He said, take up your cross. And he said, look, no matter what trouble you go through, you just keep following me. No matter what you face in life, follow me. Keep your eyes on me. Don't get distracted by what's going on. Don't let the circumstances fool you. Don't let discouragement overwhelm you. He said, keep following me. Deny yourself, take up your cross daily. Follow me and follow me. Everybody say, I'm following Jesus. All right, praise God. Now let's go to the book of John. John chapter 12. Look at verse 46. Verse 46 says, I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believes on me should not abide in darkness. So we see that God don't have a dark path for you. You got to keep on walking. And look at John chapter 8. Look at verse 12. It says, then spake Jesus unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. There he is again. Who is he? All right. Listen, he said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Amen. So you can see that when you're not following Jesus, your path gets real dark. Confusion come in. Disappointment set in. When you get off the path that he have for you and you stop following him, then you're going to have a dark path. In other words, you'll get to a place where you don't know if you're coming or you're going. You don't know what to do. You don't know if you're in the right place. You don't know if you're in the wrong place. You don't know if you're the right people. You don't know if you're doing the right thing. You just kind of lose your way when you stop following Jesus, when you stop seeking him, and when you stop inquiring of him and asking him, you know, about the situation and the circumstances in your life. To inquire of the Lord means to search diligently, to seek him out diligently, to inquire, to ask diligently. It means with so much desire on the inside that you say, Lord, I've got to have your direction. I've got to have your plan. Lord, I won't do nothing unless you tell me to do it. And you begin to ask God and to inquire, Lord, what about this? What about this? Should I do this? Should I go here? Lord, should I be involved in this here? You don't just take for granted that you know his will. Amen. You know, the psalmist prayed, Lord, keep me from presumptuous sins. Those are sins that come about because you just assume. Well, I think it's all right. Did you pray? No. Okay, you were pretty presumptuous, huh? Look at what he says. I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness. So if you're not following him, what you walking in? Then you see, now the devil's got it easy. He can easily just come against you. When you stop following Jesus, you lose your sense of direction. You got to follow him. And when you're following him, you have to seek after him. Matthew 6:33 says what? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Amen. How many of y'all seeking God first? Don't let him slip down the list. Because Satan would love for him to slip to number 5. After you done consulted everybody else, then you say, well, I done talked to this person. I done talked to 5 people. I guess I better go pray. You got the wrong priority. Who the first person you ought to talk to? See, you wasting time when you don't talk to him. Because if you talk to him, he may just tell you, go talk to so-and-so. That's it. And you ain't got to go to 5 different people wasting all your time getting people giving you their opinion, getting all confused. Some people telling you to hold on. Some of them telling you to let go. Some of them telling you to stop. Some of them telling you to go. If I was you, I'd go. Some of them saying, oh, baby, I'd hold up. See, you ain't got to go through all that if you go to God. Listen, whenever you're seeking God, I heard Kenneth Copeland say this. He said, whenever you're seeking God, he said, God will never give you a whatever. Lord, should I do this or that? And you get back in the spirit. Whatever you want to do. That ain't God. God is not a whatever God. He's very detailed and specific. It ain't whatever. Amen? All right, praise the Lord. He that walks in the light follows Jesus. Amen. What that scripture say again? He that follows me shall not what? Shall not walk in darkness, but shall have what? The light of life. That person will have the word leading them. That person will have the Holy Ghost leading them. That person will have wise counsel that God placed in their life leading them.